Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. The 13th annual Ballard Jazz Festival took place last weekend, and we were there along with hundreds of others who enjoyed four nights of concerts by dozens of musicians in various locations from Old Ballard Avenue on the canal to the Nordic Heritage Museum many blocks north. Opening night was the Brotherhood of the Drum, three groups, each led by a different drummer. Thursday night was the Guitar Summit, with three groups, each led by a different guitarist. Friday night was the ever-popular Jazz Walk in Old Ballard, and Saturday there was the Jazz Brunch at the Nordic Heritage Museum, and the main stage concert that night with two groups in a more formal setting at the museum. This year's Ballard Jazz Festival had numerous sold-out houses, and the Friday night Jazz Walk continues to be one of the most popular features. Over 15 bands played in 9 different venues within walking distance of each other. A festival lanyard around your neck admits you to all venues, and people do a lot of sampling, moving about from club to club. The atmosphere on this night is not unlike what it must have been on other famous jazz streets, like 52nd Street in New York, Central Avenue in L.A., Rampart Street or Bourbon Street in New Orleans, or Beale Street in Memphis. It's a continuous party, and the music never stops. We took our mics to four different groups at the Jazz Walk, and we'll hear a tune from each on this show. The Roxy Kos Quintet, Kareem Candy Trio, Michael Zilber Quartet, and wrap it up with Doug Beaver's group with Thomas Marriott and Oscar Hernandez in a hot Latin set. You'll hear combinations of musicians from Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, New York, and San Francisco making music together. Roxy Kos is a New York-based tenor saxophonist who I first heard when she was a student at Garfield High School in Clarence Acock's excellent band. She went on to William Patterson University and today can be found playing at New York clubs like Smalls, Smoke, and the Zinc Bar. She also tours internationally and plays and has recorded with Jeremy Pelt, in addition to leading her own groups. She was dubbed a rising star by the 2014 Downbeat Critics poll. Roxy is joined by husband and fellow New York tenor saxophonist Lucas Pino, and Roxy remarked that this was the first time they've played together in public. They were married just last August. Joining them in this Ballard Jazz Walk performance at the New York Fashion Academy on Ballard Avenue are Bill Anschel, piano, Phil Sparks, bass, and a former Kansas City, New York, and now Portland drummer, Todd Strait. Here's the Roxy Kos Quintet playing Benny Golson's tune, Stablemates.
Thank you.
That's the Roxy Kos Quintet, featuring Roxy Kos and Lucas Pino, the two tenor saxophonists who were backed there by Bill Anschel on piano, Phil Sparks bass, and Todd Strait on drums. We recorded them in performance at the New York Fashion Academy during the Ballard Jazz Walk. On today's show, we're bringing you some highlights from the Ballard Jazz Walk last weekend, part of the Ballard Jazz Festival. And it's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next on the Ballard Jazz Walk, we're moving across the street to the Lock and Keel to a hard-swinging organ trio led by Tacoma tenor saxophonist Kareem Candy and featuring Delvon Lamar on the Hammond B3 and the explosive drummer Julian McDonough. Here they are at the Lock and Keel in Ballard playing a new version of another jazz classic. This is Clifford Brown's Blues Walk.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's an exciting, burning organ trio out of Tacoma, led by Kareem Candy, the tenor saxophonist. And that was with the organist Delvon Lamar and Julian McDonough at the drums. And they were doing the Clifford Brown tune Blues Walk, part of our Jazz Northwest sampling of the Jazz Walk today here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next up, as we continue the Ballard Jazz Walk, we move next door to Connor Byrne, where a San Francisco-based saxophonist, Michael Zilber, is fronting a quartet with a great Seattle rhythm section, including Mark Seals at the keyboards, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop at the drums. And we'll hear them playing a beautiful Mark Seals tune from his Paris Suite CD. This is Rue Claire.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rue Claire, composition by Mark Seals, played by the Michael Zilber Quartet in this performance recorded at Connor Byrne during the Ballard Jazz Walk last weekend. Mark Seals at the keyboards, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop at the drums with Michael Zilber on tenor saxophone in Rue Claire from the Paris Suite by Mark Seals. Part of the Jazz Walk coming to you today on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. A hot Latin jazz group adds a dose of hot sauce to the room next. This is a collection of San Francisco, New York, and Seattle musicians led by trombonist Doug Beavers and featuring Oscar Hernandez on keys, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Joe Santiago on bass, Ricardo Guitti, and Junior Medina percussion. They're doing another jazz classic, this one associated with Miles Davis, but composed by his bass player, Ron Carter. This is a Latin twist on the tune 81, played by Doug Beavers' group at Connor Byrne in Ballard. Thank you.
Thank you.
trombonist Doug Beavers leading his group in performance at the Jazz Walk during the Ballard Jazz Festival, playing at Connor Byrne. Along with Doug Beavers on trombone were Oscar Hernandez on keyboards, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Joe Santiago on bass, and Ricardo Guiti and Junior Medina percussion. They played a jazz classic by Ron Carter called 81. Thanks to John Bishop and Matt Jorgensen of Origin Records for another great Ballard Jazz Festival and smoothing the path for us to record these highlights from the Jazz Walk heard on this show. We recorded two more concerts at the Main Stage event this year, Eric Alexander with Peter Bernstein Trio and Lucas Pino's No Net, No Net, which has a new release on the Origin label. Many of these musicians heard on this program also have CDs on Origin. For more info, see originarts.com. These two main stage concerts will be heard on Jazz Northwest in the near future. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. We'd like to point out a few highlights coming up for live music today and next week. The Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society is presenting the Holo Trad Band, led by Dave Holo, at the Ballard Elks on Seaview this afternoon, now underway. The Fairly Honest Jazz Band plays at Tula's this afternoon at 3. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight, and Najee concludes his run tonight at Jazz Alley. Monday night at Jazz Alley, it's Ballard High School night with several jazz ensembles from the school. Seattle trumpeter Thomas Marriott plays a two-night engagement at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. And late Tuesday, there's the Owl Jam with Eric Verlinde at 10 and McTuff at the Sea Monster at 11. Rob Sheps fronts a quartet at the Art House in Olympia on Wednesday, and the Piano Starts Here series at the Royal Room features the Messengers of the Messengers, music by pianists who played and wrote for Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Thursday, Fred Hoadley's Sonando plays at Tula's if you're looking for more Latin music. Casey McGill plays Happy Hour at Vito's, always fun. And Friday, George Cables and Gary Smullyan team up with Chuck Dierdorf and Matt Jorgensen to play in Arlington at the Burns Performing Arts Center. The Arlington High School Jazz Band with guest Thomas Marriott will open that concert. In Seattle, Phil Sparks Trio with the Latona Happy Hour on Friday nights. Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa will be at the North City Bistro. Kelly Johnson Quartet at Tula's and Devon Lewis Limited Edition Trio plays at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door. And baritone saxophonist Gary Smullyan will also front a quartet at Boxley's in North Bend on Saturday night. Susan Pascal's quartet with Mark Seals will be playing at Tula's. More information about good places to go for live jazz can be found on the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as earshot.org Jazz Calendar, and also daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Thank you. Gary Smullyan on baritone saxophone there, heard with a group including the organist Mike LaDon, Peter Bernstein on guitar, who was here last week, and Kenny Washington on drums, and a tune called Blues for DP. That DP is Don Patterson. Gary Smullyan, the baritone saxophonist, is going to be making a couple of appearances in the area next weekend, Friday in Arlington and Saturday at Boxley's in North Bend. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for joining us today for Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next Sunday at this same time. Next week, a concert by Anna Villanova from Seattle Art Museum. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.